My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tries to become a computer tech to his scammer girlfriend, Agnes. Always the good boyfriend, he tries to help with a job. But if he was a better boyfriend, he would help with money. But what of Rosa, the horny receptionist that works at Davin's lawyer's office? Listen and enjoy.
Hopefully I can call you on the phone next week. Guess not. Anyway. She goes, okay. I go, unless you don't want me to. I want you to, babe. I go, is Ifty the friend who used to go to her house to use the computer? She goes, yeah. I go, cool. So maybe we can do a video call next week. Laugh a lot. Why would I use a phone if a computer is there? Her computer's broke down. I go, oh, what's wrong with it? I fixed a couple of computers before.
Oh, boy.
I have not.
No.
Liar.
I certainly am.
Pants on fire.
She said some wine entered it.
Some wine entered it.
Apparently the wine was looking for a new home.
The wine entered it.
I go, she spilt wine on it? She is worse than me, LOL. Does it still turn on? No, it doesn't. Totally damaged. I go, is it sticky? She goes, what do you mean by that? I go, to the touch from the wine, you pervert. She never took it to a repair. I go, can you open it up? By the way, if she can open it up,
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to tell her to do.
I know.
But I'm completely like, let's just throw the Hail Mary and see what the fuck happens. She goes, laugh a little, I can't, not good at it. Okay, where are you now? Oh, you were at the cafe. I hate when you leave. She goes, I hate it too. Well, I guess we need to work towards the day when our time is up, is not up. I go to anybody get back to you on your cleaning job? 7:48 a.m. No, not yet. I told you life is not easy. Don't I know it? Have you thought about maybe being a receptionist at one of the oil companies in Ghana? Now, the reason I bring this up, Agnes Ariti, this girl's name. There's another Agnes Ariti on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Heavy set black girl, as you would imagine, in Ghana. Who is human resources at Sage Oil Company.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Just want to fucking, just throw it out there.
Just see what she says.
See what's going on.
Yeah.
My obsessiveness pays off. Fucking creep. Fucking stalking all these people. I'm dreaming about him. Yuck.
What the hell does he do all day?
Yeah, really.
I'm scared. Yeah.
She goes, but I don't have certificates. I go, don't need a certificate. Pretty sure you can type. You can use a computer. You can answer the phone. You have a winning smile. You know the alphabet for life filing. I don't see why you couldn't do that. She goes, I think I'll try it. I only bought 20 minutes and my time is almost up.
All right.
I guess I have to let you go. And then Sunday. She goes, hello, babe. I go, Akwaba. Remember she taught me aqua means welcome in African.
No, I didn't remember
that. Yes, she taught me aquaba. She goes, hey, you were speaking Ghanaian language. Who taught you that, honey?
Oh, God. You did.
Exactly, which is what I said. I guess you don't remember. She goes, yeah, I remember now. Yeah, that's the ticket. I go, sure you do, LOL.
And my wife.
She goes,
my fair child.
She goes, I miss you so much. I go, I miss you too. You never came back yesterday. You know money is the problem. I know. I know the average Ghanaian makes about $5 a day, U.S. dollars a day.
Look at you, Mr. Encyclopedia.
Because I watched Jungle Gold on the Discovery Channel.
That's right.
So I knew that's what the average Ghanaian makes.
Yeah.
She goes, you know I don't have a job. I go, what happened at the orphanage?
Yeah.
I told you I'm going to stop working. I need to look for a job for me to money. I thought you would keep that job until you found something else. She goes, no, I couldn't. I go, why? I need to earn some income because you're not trying to help me, and I need to do something to
there
get the money.
There it is!
Ding, ding, ding.
There it is!
Woo, woo! Finally.
It took a couple days.
Yeah, it did.
A couple of days.
Yeah, you're not trying to help me because I...
Hey, cut and paste don't come for free, stupid.
Yeah.
I go, I am not trying to help you? 3 question marks? Really? 1 question mark? Okay, if you say so, I think our conversation is about over.
Oh, our time is done here.
She goes, no! No, honey!
No.
Please don't get it twisted!
I need that money!
What I meant is, if the divorce is not over, it'll be hard for you to help me. I go, just because I don't tell you everything, it does not mean I am not working on things. Quite frankly, I do not like the accusation.
Oh,
well,
boy.
I've never.
Well, good day, my dear.
She goes, good sorry, day. Babe, I promise never to say that again. Meanwhile, she goes, what a touchy son of a bitch.
I know.
I love you, but you should at least update me on everything. Why? I am working on things. When I update, you just get a very single-minded and it overtakes every conversation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, honey. I understand you now. I go, fine. I go, do you like having all the Chinese men in Ghana?
What?
There's a lot of Chinese manus in Ghana.
Oh.
Jungle Gold, Friday nights, Discovery Channel.
Oh.
Like, she goes, I don't understand. I go, there are a lot of Chinese in Ghana right now for all of the gold. She goes, yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, flip. When did I say that in
the
script?
The script. Stupid Discovery Channel. So tell me, what are your plans? I go, you never answer my question. You said, do I like having all the Chinese men in Ghana? That sounds really dirty. I go, right. What was the yeah to you liking having them there? Yeah, it's for the gold thing. The gold thing. The thing where she was fucking trying to get me.
Yeah.
I go, are they nice? She goes, never got close to any. She keeps losing connection. I go, ugh, I hate that. I can't wait for the day when we do not need to rely on the internet to talk. She goes, our lips will be touching each other. I go, I like when you talk like that. She goes, LOL. I go, why is that funny? She goes, no. I go, what? No. She goes, you are too sexy. You're damn straight I am. And I go, you are a goddess. She goes, really? I go, of course. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. If there's one thing I am, it's honest. She goes, I go, sometimes you make me get lost in thoughts, which is a good thing. Though you are physically stunning, I think it is your heart that I love most. At this point, it would not matter what you look like, as I would love you no matter what. She goes, I love you so much.
And this love.
Yeah, I know, and it's like,
I know you guys hate this shit, but it always goes someplace, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was like, oh, you love me even if I look
it's just the two people just bullshitting each other.
Oh, I know.
I go, my heart skips beats when you were online with me. She goes, oh, really? I go, yes. Do you doubt me? She goes, I don't doubt it. I'm happy to know you feel the same way about me. Honey, how's your wife and kids?
What? Wait a minute. See, this is what makes me think that it's a dude. This person is
very
so
uncomfortable. Yes.
Talking about anything.
There's no licking and sticking with this one.
No, there's no licking and sticking.
I go, I am trying to work on things with my kid. It is getting a bit better. Thank you for asking. I go, did you ever write to Rosa?
Oh.
Now, Rosa was the little hotsy-totsy who was in my lawyer's, the receptionist at my new lawyer, who was constantly hitting on me.
Right.
And I, you know, she finally decided that she gave me the idea of being a blow-up doll would not work.
That was outrageous.
She finally wrote to Rosa, except she couldn't fucking type properly, and kept going back, mail her demon.
And Rosa, they got a mail her demon.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I go, did you ever write to Rosa? She goes, ?
Oh, yes. No, this one doesn't remember Rosa.
I go, you don't recall? She goes, maybe I've forgotten. So how long will we go like this? At this point, I'm like, enough. I can't. I'm out. I don't want to deal with it. Really? Are we going to do this again? I'm willing to cut you free. I've got all I can get out of you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.